Day 67. Smaller than, more small than.
What do you think of those expressions, Patrick? Like rock hard and as hard as a rock that we looked at last time.
What do I think of them?
Yes, suppose rock hard and hard as a rock refer to what you're sitting on right now. In other words, your seat and a rock are both hard.
Well, I suppose there's a kind of equality here between rock and seat. I mean, we're not saying that my seat is harder than a rock.
Right. But that's what we want to turn to now, the inequality issue. What kind of car do you drive, by the way?
A Honda Civic.
Really? And how does it compare to, say, a Ford?
The Honda's smaller, it's easier to drive, it weighs less, and it gets better mileage than a Ford.
What about size compared to, say, comfort?
Well, Hondas are really smaller, I mean more small, than comfortable.
Why did you switch from smaller to more small? You didn't say, wouldn't say, Hondas are more small than Fords, would you?
No, of course not. But I guess I was comparing size with degree of comfort, and it just sounds better to say Hondas are more small than comfortable here, not smaller. I don't know why, Marta.
Yes, you do. It's the kind of difference in what's being compared. You just said so.
Oh, so in one case, it's comparing two cars, Ford versus Honda, in terms of comfort, and in the other, it's comparing size versus comfort with reference to one car, Honda.
Yes, two different standards of comparison, comfort in one case and the Honda in the other. Ever hear the expression, deader than a doornail?
Sure.
And how about, the poor cat was fished out of the water, more dead than alive?
Okay, deader in one and more dead in the other. Different standards of comparison again.
Great! By the way, Patrick, how did you get here today?
I drove. My apartment's more than a mile from here.
You mean you'd rather drive than walk or ride your bike?
On the contrary, I ride my bike more often than not. But today, it's a little too rainy for bike riding. Normally, I prefer the bike to the car.
You probably ride your bike more often than I drive my car.
Are you doing all this on purpose, Marta?
Doing what?
Steering this conversation to prompt the use of as many different comparative phrases as possible.
I was going to say nothing could be farther from the truth, but then I thought better of it.